Yesterday, we had a really nice celebration event at the college, Bhakti College. I think probably most of you know that the Bhaktivedanta Theological College is one of the branches of the Krishna Consciousness Movement here in Hungary. It's a government-accredited theological college that gives bachelor diplomas in Vaishnav theology. These are internationally recognized diplomas in Hungary. A real religious institution is more or less expected to have its theological college, and it's one of the ways they separate a sect from a and cult from a real established religion. And we've had such a institution for many years. Its accreditation was a real serious political achievement, because obviously there were other religious organizations and political parties that were not in favor of the Hare Krishnas getting accreditation. Anyway, we did get that. And yesterday we gave out 9 diplomas. And many of these students are not, after 3-4 years of studying Vaishnava theology, you become a devotee, but they don't come from the devotee sector, all of the students. Some people just walk in off the street. They've read about it, heard about it, got some brochure, either at a festival, at a restaurant, and they sign up and become students. And a proportion of those students fall away. The main reason being is they come to understand that here they're not just studying about Indian culture, history, theology, cosmology, mathematics, and so on, but all of this actually ties together into a conclusion, and that conclusion is that there's God. God is a supreme person, and the goal of life is to surrender to Him. And of course, all the teachers are all devotees. They all teach in devotional clothes and tilak. So it's the Hare Krishna's Theological College. There's no secret about that. And then those who stay, they become devotees, particularly if they graduate. They're not just graduating from something with an academic achievement, but they've also come to a realization on their own. So it's a great way to make devotees, and the devotees are convinced because they've invested years of their life into getting a bachelor's degree in understanding Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Prabhupada's teachings. So they're fixed. Anyway, it was very nice. I spoke really about the meaning of the word Bhaktivedanta, following on from Srila Prabhupada's repeated explanation. Vedanta is that branch of scripture which Srila Vyasadeva has written in order to really summarize the Vedic literature. And in the form of aphorisms, sutras, it gives a real analysis of the different philosophical points that the Vedas are meant to direct their followers in. And ultimately, the conclusion of Vedanta is, as Krishna says, Vedasya sarve raham eva vedo vedanta krit veda vedeva chaham is Krishna. And the means for achieving Krishna is bhakti. As Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, bhaktyamam avijanati. Only by devotion can he be known. So the meaning of Bhaktivedanta is the conclusive understanding of the Vedic literature. which is pure devotion to the Supreme Lord. Of course, not only does Vedanta refer to that branch of Vedic literature, but Vedanta also literally means the end of knowledge. And whereas people study so many things in the material world, with the end of their knowledge being economic development, sense gratification, in other words, materialism, the purpose of their acquiring knowledge is to acquire some kind of skill, become professional in some field by which they have a comfortable, opulent lifestyle and are able to enjoy their senses. So for them, the end of knowledge is sense gratification. For those who are real followers of the Vedic school of thought, for them, the end of Veda is Mami Kam Saranam Braja, is to surrender to Krishna and to become Krishna's devotee. So Bhaktivedanta Theological College is something that gives real direction to people's lives by focusing that all of the things which they may have learned, whether they're architects or engineers, craftsmen or PhDs, is to cultivate pure devotion to Krishna and ultimately go back home, back to Him. As Srimad Bhagavatam says, Idam hipungsa tapasas shutashava shvistasya shustasya chabudhi datayo. This is knowledge. Knowledge means, ultimately, yadutama shlokam gunana varnanam, to glorify the Lord. That means sankirtan. It means pure devotion, bhakti. Let people acquire learning, let them acquire some type of knowledge, but don't make that knowledge an instrument for becoming materialist. Use that knowledge to maintain yourself, but use your life in the service of the Supreme. And that's what really Bhaktivedanta means. And Srila Prabhupada had said that we, our Krishna consciousness movement, devotees, his followers, inherit the title of Bhaktivedanta. He was even expecting devotees who take the Bhaktivedanta examination, which would be the third level of education for devotees, to actually share the name of Bhaktivedanta. Because by that stage, it should have been so clear for devotees that they understand that all forms of knowledge which they acquire and everything that they do leads them to pure devotion. And this is why we have a theological college, to give people the opportunity to really understand how knowledge should be put to use and not allow themselves to become exploited by the misleaders, Srila Prabhupada used to refer to them, of our modern society, not be brainwashed that knowledge is in itself the all-in-all, or that being some kind of super technician or specialist will make people. And it's really wonderful to see how people come to this conclusion, come to this understanding, take seriously the goal of life, become devotees, and in the meantime, they're, well, not all of the devotees who were there yesterday and received diplomas. There were some who were actually full-time Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, but I think probably half of them were working people, professionals. How those people continue on in their day-to-day life, continue with their family obligation, but at the same time have a new perspective on life. I would say a new lease on life that Srila Prabhupada had given them. By doing what? By just shifting their priorities, realizing that their main priority is to develop devotion to Krishna, chant by chanting Hare Krishna, and living a certain lifestyle, conducting themselves in a certain way, and making living in this world secondary to that, subservient to that. And in that way, as Krishna says, Vedashya Sarve Raham Eva Vedya, they will attain Krishna, because they themselves have actually really become Bhaktivedantas, real followers of His divine grace. I'm getting ready to go out on Rath Yatra now, so I'll make this brief. I'm trying to figure out how to go on the whole procession with my condition, so I'm going to borrow someone's back brace. And then we've got a great festival lined up today, and Lord Indra appears to be very cooperative. It's going to be very warm with a little sky cover just to protect us from the sunshine. And I expect many enthusiastic devotees from not only all parts of Hungary, but usually we have devotees from the surrounding countries also coming to visit. So we'll take pictures and give a report on that tomorrow. And in the meantime, Hare Krishna.